So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Tuesday morning, what's up, Richmond? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Happy Earth Day. Swing by. We're on Basie Road in the West End. I always tell people we're behind the old Kmart, and the real ones know what I mean. You new folk, we're behind Floor and Decor at Glenside and Broad. Basie Road is the address. You don't even need to type in the, like, Basie Road is so small that if you just type Basie Road into your phone, B-A-S-I-E, you'll end up here. All day for Earth Day today, us and the other Odyssey stations are partnering with Tech for Troops to recycle old electronics. They refurbish them and distribute them to veterans or responsibly recycle them. So if you have used electronics, and I'm not calling people out, but you do, because everybody does, right? Because we all know, like, we all go through printers like they're nothing, like they're, you know, sandwiches, because they break every couple of years. And we all know we're not supposed to throw the printer away. That's a thing we all know. But we don't know what to do with it. So I've got world-class cobwebs gathering on our old printer collection, which ain't coming back to life. Today's the day. Come on down. We're at Basie Road. We got swag. We have koozies. You can come drop off your electronics with Tech for Troops. Good folks. And... That's Earth Day here at Odyssey. So happy birthday, Earth, or whatever it is Earth Day is. We won't think too hard on that. All the stations will be there. So not just us. Lily's next door. By the way, I can see Lily again through the window, which is great. We had like a trading card display there for a while, a football card display there for a while. That's gone now. I can see Lily again. I think this will only help me get invited to next year's Freak Fest. I think this is probably the relationship breakthrough we need to make sure I'm on the list next year at the club for Freak Fest with the Beat. Because that stung a little bit. It stung a little bit not being invited to Freak Fest. I don't know how you could get to know me like my coworkers here have and not invite me to Freak Fest. Very disappointing all the way around. Let me tell you about my last 12 hours, because it's friggin' beautiful outside. Gorgeous day. We were just out there helping out the Tech for Troops people, and it's spectacular. Great day. So we came back in here to our icebox of a studio. And last night, another beautiful night, I spent at the hockey rink, which was also cold, as these places are. Worth it, though. So I'm driving up. I went up to the Caps game. Caps win, by the way. Spoiler. Ovechkin overtime goal, first of his career. Very cool moment. We're driving up there. It's me and my guy Sean Fenner, and he knows all about hockey. So it's like I got my own personal pregame show here. He's breaking down Montreal's third line for me, all that. Grant and Danny had me on to talk NFL draft, as they do. They say, we're hanging out two blocks from the arena doing Caps pregame. I said, I'm going to go holler at my boys. So we park at the arena, Capital One Arena, and we walk to Grant and Danny's on location spot. I'm going to break all the radio rules, because you know the radio rules. We're not supposed to, you know, blow up their spot or anything. all day on social media, Grant Paulson, we're two blocks from the stadium. They were like 5.5 blocks from the stadium. It was a nice night, so I didn't complain. But a little something. But I got there, Odyssey car parked out front. And guess what they were giving away? Grant and Danny live. Yes. Take a wild guess, Hazel.
Koozies.
Darn right they were.
Odyssey koozies.
The orange Odyssey koozie is the perfect enhancement to our koozie collection.
Rare.
You all know my stance on this. We all have a million koozies. The number of koozies you need at any given time is one. Maybe in a pinch, in a heavy party situation, two. One for each hand. I'm unaware of anybody who's ever needed a third koozie in the moment, and yet here we are picking up koozies left and right everywhere we go. Great game out at Capital One Arena. It was great to see Grant and Danny as well. I love Danny as well. Grant. That's not a slight to Danny, who I think is a phenomenal radio host. Grant and I just go way, way back. Danny and I have a phenomenal relationship, so don't start rumors. I don't want to be on EB's entertainment page tomorrow. Don't start rumors. But Grant and I go way back. It was great to see him get in the arena. That is, I mean, one of the great in-game presentations in all of sports. They don't need to do anything because they are furnishing playoff hockey for you. That's all they need to do. They go above and beyond. They make it a spectacular atmosphere. They make it a fun time. Great game. Caps started out red hot, pushing Montreal around, dictating the pace, everything you'd hope a veteran team would do against a young team, up 2-0 into the second intermission. And then Montreal clawed it back a little bit. You go to overtime, 2-2. Everybody's a little nervous. Everybody's a little antsy. And Alex Ovechkin takes care of business in overtime. So you heard it right here on The Fan. John Walton, voice of the Capitals. Here is what it sounded like.
Should be repeated because it's crazy that it has happened for being the NHL's all-time goal leader and all-time Caps leader in playoffs. Alexander Ovechkin has never scored a playoff OT goal. Be a good time for it.
Really good time.
Back near side for Laine. Puck iced by Montreal. A breakout that fails out of their zone. And every time you get an offensive zone draw in sudden death overtime, heart rate gets up a little bit. Maybe you can find somebody a loose puck here, and Alex Ovechkin will come on for this.
Oh, that's right. Ovechkin will line up behind Dylan Strome, looking for that quick snapshot. He's done so many times over the years. Dylan can win this cleanly right back to Ovechkin.
Chychrun is there too. As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity, and a shot here for Beauvillier. It's hit! They score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game winner! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Montreal! Alex Ovechkin, the overtime game-winning goal! Caps lead the series 1-0.
Well, just you asked for it, John. You got your wish. An overtime goal. Outstanding on that one. Ovechkin in front of the net. Great hands. Nobody's got better hands when it comes to the nose for the net. He bats that one in, and the Caps take that 1-0 lead.
Summon that. John Walton summoning that. On the Capitals Radio Network, you heard it right here on 910, The Fan. Squirrels baseball tonight on The Fan and all week long. When the Squirrels end Thursday, we'll get you out to the NFL draft. You'll be there in plenty of time. For the Washington Commanders, they pick number 29 overall. Nikki Javala of the Washington Post joins us. A little later to break that down, Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels at 11, as he does on this Tech for Troops Earth Day Tuesday here at Odyssey World Headquarters. Bovi to Ovi. Anthony Beauvillier traded for at the trade deadline. French Canadian, so you know he loves to stick it to Montreal. A little of that. You've got opportunity and you've got rising to the opportunity. Alexi Protas did not play last night, creating a vacancy on the top line with Alex Ovechkin. And dang if that chemistry wasn't everything it needed to be. You think about the defense, and the defense was there. Pierre-Luc Dubois was fantastic last night. Tom Wilson was roughing him up as he always does last night. But I think Beauvillier was the takeaway here. He was fantastic on that top line. And inserts himself into the NHL record books. First player in NHL history to assist goals by Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin in the same season. Was traded from Pittsburgh at the trade deadline. Good to have him here. Good to have the Caps rolling. Good to be the home of the Washington Capitals as their playoff chase gets rolling. And good to roll back from D.C. with a win. That's a more pleasant drive home than the drive home after the loss. We thought we were going to get there in time to, like, eat, hang out, go in. 95 had other ideas for us. That's a thing that happens occasionally on I-95. So we ended up eating in the stadium. I had a $25 personal pan pizza. They had two options. Yeah, I'm not glossing over that. I'm aware of how absurd that is. $25 personal pan. They had two options, cheese and pepperoni. I said, I'll have pepperoni. She said, we don't have pepperoni. Okay. I guess I'll take cheese then. Cheese for 100, Alex. No, it's only $24.99. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's the burger and fries was $28, if you're keeping score. We've come untethered from reality at the merchandise and food pricing situation. I did love it. They have the team store where they have all the team gear and the playoff gear. They've opened a second store next to the team store, and it's called the Ovi store. And it's just Ovechkin merchandise.
Wow.
And there were lines at the Ovi store.
Ooh.
They're doing a brisk business in Ovi merchandise.
That's how you know you made it.
In Washington, D.C. I don't mention this a ton. He is the leading goal scorer in the history of the National Hockey League. Is a fun fact about him. They don't mention that a ton on the broadcast, so I just thought I would make sure everybody knew that. Last night's two do not count. Playoff goals do not count towards the tally. And it's good that they don't, because otherwise he would actually still be chasing Wayne Gretzky, who has more playoff goals than Alex Ovechkin does. He also played in a lot of playoff games. The great one did. Ovi's playing a lot of playoff games. Not every day you get a first. We've been waiting 18 years for the Ovi playoff winner. We got it. John Walton wasn't the only one who called his shot. Let's play the ESPN national TV call, because he pops off the bench. Neutral zone faceoff or offensive zone faceoff. I think everybody knows what's coming here.
A shooting spot on the left wing. The Canadians have Demidov and Laine on the ice. A rookie and a player not known for his defensive play.
The puck is free. And a great chance for Pavelier. Ovechkin scores! Now he has that playoff overtime goal. What else?
We talked about the Canadians off an icing call. There's Demidov and Laine, both of them with an opportunity to get the puck out of the zone off the tied faceoff. They don't. Right here, there's Demidov, there's Laine. Devillier, who had a terrific game, scored in the second period. He sets up Ovi, and the Capitals go home with a game one overtime win. Ovechkin just inside of Hudson to put the game away for the...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted art support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Everybody went home happy. Almost everybody went home happy. Because I don't think the Canadiens fans went home. You'd always rather win than lose. That's a young roster with no playoff experience. I think the third period gives them the hope. They got punched in the mouth out of the gate. They didn't know what playoff hockey was. They know now. I don't think they walk away discouraged from that. Your young guys got by Alex Ovechkin. Shake that off. That's going to happen. I think they feel they can still get one here in Washington. They didn't leave happy, unhappy. The Capitals fans, we didn't leave unhappy. The family next to us, mom, dad, two kids, I'm going to peg them at late elementary schoolish age. I have kids that age, so I feel like I can peg the age. Third period's winding down. Canadians score to make it 2-2. And mom says, get ready. We got to go home. And both the kids protest. We're going to overtime. Excuse me. She says, it's a school night. We got to go. And followed through on the threat. Bounced before overtime. I didn't know if that was, like, you can't intervene. You can't parent the kid. I wanted to be like, I'll drive them home. Don't worry. Like, they need to see this. This is important for their development in life. I'll tell you this, though. When they grow up, they're never leaving a game early for the rest of their life. I had a chance to see Alex Ovechkin score the one playoff overtime game-winning goal in his illustrious career. 18 years, one playoff game-winning overtime goal. They were on the Metro. They were at Franconia Springfield by the time the ship sailed there. All right. Reminder, Earth Day today. Tech for Troops is here in our parking lot at Basie Road, accepting your used electronics. They refurbish them for the troops or responsibly recycle them. Excited to see you out there. All day until noon, Tech for Troops in the Odyssey parking lot. Nikki Javala in 15 minutes. We're back after this. You're listening
to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
Was doing the roll call from the Caps game last night. That's the place. CNBC, playoff hockey in the district. J.P. Finley, not there on spring break in Florida with his kids, but was watching the game poolside, so we were texting. So anytime you're in Florida and you're missing it, that's when you know something special is happening here. So big win for the Caps. It's 1-0. They needed that one, especially after dropping it there in the third, where they let up for just a little bit. You can't do that in the playoffs. I don't think the Canadians are hanging their heads at all. I think they'll bounce back, and we got many more where that came from. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. It was a fun night out there at Capital One Arena. There was energy, there was juice, there were rally towels that aren't actually towels. That's the new way of the rally towel, though. The new rally towel is not designed to be absorbent. It's designed to fling around in the air, and I also wonder if the lightness is so they can't make their way onto the ice. We don't have the towels are on the ice moment. The ice was bad last night, at least in person. It got torn up really fast in each period. They zambonied it. It looked good. It was hopping about 5 minutes into each period. Usually they bring in the big dehumidifiers, like the truck-sized dehumidifiers, park them outside the stadium for the playoffs. I didn't see them last night. Wonder if they thought we were still cool enough that we were good. We were not. We were not good. They got to do something about that. Then they'll get back to Montreal, where it's still cold, presumably, so the ice is fine. Jaden Daniels, he's a quarterback for the Washington Commanders. As Nikki Javala noted, Everything rides with him. When you find your guy, it changes a lot of things, and it changes how you approach off seasons, and it changes for the quarterback that you can do semi-ridiculous things without being mocked for them on social media. Because you remember last season, last offseason, the big thing was Jaden Daniels, he trains in the VR headset. And then what do you know, by week five, Dan Orlovsky's wearing the VR headset on ESPN every week talking about how great it is. He was ahead of the curve on that one. Well, Jaden's ahead of the curve again, along with Nike. He is and Hyperice. Presumably Hyperice. Hyperice in Nike are revolutionizing warm-up and recovery for athletes with the new Hyper Boot shoe. This is Jaden. The most important ability to have as an athlete is availability. The Hyper Boot is an integral part of my routine. It's the first piece of tech I reach for before hitting the field. A true game changer in how I prepare my body to compete. This is the Hyper Boot. It's battery powered. And Jaden Daniels sent a pair to John Gruden to review. John Gruden is all of us. Here we go. Boot. That's the boot.
I know Jaden Daniels.
Inflating.
Is an unbelievable talent, but there's got to be some secrets that he's using.
It's got to be the boot.
Man.
It drives
How's
heat
it feel?
Deep into the muscles.
Feels good.
You warm up faster, recover quicker. John's putting them on. Turned on. You heard the batteries. Warming them up here.
Between the Jaden Daniels sleeve and these boots, I'm getting back in playing shape, and I'm feeling quicker. Actually, this is a very good feeling.
Okay, stop it, John.
Your feet, and it gets warm.
It gets warm.
Tingly.
Athletes who use it report
to Nike.
I feel
like Guy Fieri on a Food Channel show. Diners, Divers, and Drives.
So close.
Drivers, Diners, and Dives.
Not closer.
These are freaking cool, man. You gotta try these. It's a tingly, not burning, it's a very comfortable, like, heating blanket, compressing feeling. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, buddy.
Daniels. You gotta get these. What a gift for somebody. You can wear them walking around.
You don't want to do that.
You can wear them watching TV or watching film, and it's really a different thing.
It's the sound. It's the sound for me.
Who invented these? If Jaden Daniels is wearing them, I'm wearing them. Same with the sleeve.
That's where we're at.
Good night. See you, Jake. This is special. Try them.
John Gruden.
All I need is some Migos. Chris Brown. He's listening to Chris Brown, too. Freaking Daniels.
Not sure what's going on there at the end. John Gruden got a pair of the Hyper Boots from Jaden Daniels, was trying them on. Athletes who wear the Hyper Boots report that their feet and ankles feel lighter after use, like they've already warmed up before actually doing so. We have at our house a thing. You know, the site like Temu, those kind of sites, like the, you know, Amazon, but kind of a step, not down, but at least
another direction.
Diagonal. We have a machine that it's a foot heater and massager for the winter. Our house gets very cold in the winter. It's an old house. And you put your feet in it, and it makes that noise.
Oh.
And it massages your feet and heats them while you're watching TV in the winter. It does that noise.
Do you feel warmed up after?
I don't use it because I'm so weirded out by it. Oh. I don't trust easily. I don't trust Temu to send me this thing that I'm going to wrap around my feet and I'm going to be able to walk again afterwards. Maybe I should. This is cutting-edge technology now. Athletes who wear the shoe report their feet and ankles feel lighter, like they've already warmed up before doing so. You put the boot on, it does the number, and your feet feel like they've warmed up. All you're doing is sitting around in the shoe. You want to take a guess? How much Nike's charging for these now that they're for everybody?
Oh. $2,000.
$900.
Oh, affordable.
Review here from the Sneaker Bar. If you're looking to invest in elite recovery, this might be your smartest step forward. The puns are so easy to do if you're the Sneaker Bar review team. Yeah, they put your best foot forward with the Hyper Ice Hyper Boot from Nike. Jaden Daniels, man, 1 year, one NFC title game, one Nike shoe endorsement. It's him and Shakari Richardson on this picture here from Nike. Okay, he's a celebrity at that point. Like, she's in that stratosphere. He's in that stratosphere. He's sending John Gruden shoes, like on the drivers and the dines and the dines and the, you know, the one with Guy Fieri where he goes to Flavortown. That one. That's the show. Boom. It's, I'll break it down the tape later. I love the technology. With the VR headset last year, if he wins this year, everybody's going to be wearing these shoes. And they're going to be on Temu for $18 soon. So I'll get us a pair. We'll get some 910 The Fan branded shoes when we get to that point. Make sure everybody gets what we need. Tuesday, MP on the mic. It is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day to you. We're in the parking lot at Odyssey for the next hour, taking your used electronics. Stubb was just down there helping out. Let's go, Stubb. Tech for Troops is here. If you have used electronics, you can bring them. Stubb will load them in a big truck. They either refurbish them and give them to the veterans, or they responsibly recycle them. So happy birthday, Earth, if that's what Earth Day is. I don't know. We'll Wikipedia that during the break. If you have used Hyper Ice shoes, send them on over. We'll refurbish them. We'll use them here. And we got Flying Squirrels baseball starting tonight. Six games on the road. Trey Wilson, his weekly appearance, I've been told, from the grocery store. Will it be the mustard aisle? Will it be the baked goods aisle? You never know. That's the fun of Tuesdays with Trey. It will happen on the other side. You're listening tonight to the Fan 105.1 FM. Getting you ready for the NFL draft. You'll hear it right here Thursday night. Set your alarm if you want to hear the Washington Commanders pick, because they are number 29 overall. If they pick, we'll break that down right now. Nikki Javala joins us from the Washington Post. Nikki, good morning. How's it going? Haven't seen you in forever.
Good. How are you?
How's little dude?
He's great. Yeah. Sleeping currently, so yeah.
We got to get you offline then, so you can get to sleep. Because I went to, so it doesn't change. I went to the Caps game last night, and so I missed bedtime. Came back, you know, got home very late last night, so I got the 5:30 wake up of like, hey, missing you,
nice.
Missing you. Just come
nice.
And say hey.
Yeah.
Can't be mad about that.
No. Yeah, I mean, I got the 12:30 wake up and then the 3:30 a.m. wake up and then the 6 a.m. wake up. So, yeah.
You're ready for the draft.
You're doing
then.
Great. Oh, yeah, let's go.
And this just announced, North Carolina, Bill Belichick's first game will be in Ireland against TCU. Bill Belichick in Ireland for his Tar Heels opener. I only mentioned that because I know Nikki rocks with the powder blue there. What do you call it? What's the color of blue? It's not powder blue.
It's I don't know. It's like a special. We have
Carolina,
like a trademark on
Carolina
that.
Blue,
yeah. Carolina. Yeah. It's I hate to admit this, but I might be taking a 1 year hiatus from my Tar Heel fandom. I don't know about all this.
Kansas basketball had the Morris twins that 1 year, so I'm not in a position to throw any rocks in this glass house. Nikki Javala joins us from the Washington Post, covers the Commanders and the NFL. You have two stories online, one about the offense, one about the defense. That's what you have to do at 29 because you don't know what's going to fall to them. Is there a sense that you have of maybe which direction in a perfect world they would like to lean?
Honestly, no, because I think they have so many options available to them. I mean, and that's sort of the credit to what they built up so far. And of course, Jaden Daniels, having a quarterback settles a lot of things. And they did get some help in free agency, just in trading for Laramie Tunsil, trading for Debo Samuel. And they started to beef up the defensive line in free agency. There's still some holes to fill. A couple to me that seem more glaring than others. But honestly, I'd I feel like the ideal scenario, if you can try find a trade partner, which is, you can't discount the other half of that, is trading out of the first and finding somebody at the top of the second. You know, get an extra pick. They only have 5 picks going in. So if they can add an extra one and not lose a ton of value, that would be ideal. The question is, in this draft, where it's, you know, widely perceived as generally weaker, especially with the quarterbacks, will they be able to find a trading partner that will want to move up? But I'm in the middle of doing my mock, and I have them trading back. I'm not going to give away all my secrets.
No.
Because, you know, I can't do that.
Make my subscription now worthwhile here. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, Adam Peters is going to be calling everybody, like, talking up Jalen Milroe. Like, you want to get in the first round. You got to come get your guy. Like, he's got to create right. the market here, and then
right.
the trade back.
Because
I don't think anybody disagrees with you have a quarterback. You got to move all in. Mm-hmm. You got to do it while he's on a rookie contract. But this isn't a team that doesn't have any holes. I mean, this isn't the Eagles or the Chiefs where you're like,
right.
hey, there's a couple holes. There are a number of positions where they could really right. use a bona fide starter.
Definitely. I mean, I look at edge. I look at corner. There's still so much uncertainty with the secondary as a whole, especially with, you know, Jerry Beechin left in free agency. You know, how do they really view Sainer still long-term? Would they prefer that he move back inside? Do they like him outside? Can Marshon Lattimore improve? I still think whether he's, you know, improved or not, they still need another outside corner. Safety, don't know how they're going to use those guys. Quan Martin played the post mostly last year, but they got a lot of versatile pieces in the secondary and not a ton of clarity, which, again, is not all that different from how they started last season. But they do need help there. And then I feel like linebacker gets overlooked, too, just because they have Bobby Wagner yep. and Frankie Louvu back, but they literally have nobody behind them. The only linebacker behind them is Nick Ballore, who is a 35-year-old special teams ace, and Jordan McGee, who could be a good player, but as of now has 16 defensive snaps under his belt. And I know Adam Schefter put this out there earlier the other day. I would not be surprised if they really like that kid from UCLA, Carl Schweisinger. I mean, he's walking at UCLA. You know who else was walking at UCLA? Adam Peters.
Nikki, connecting all that. You've got the board with the string, and you're
yeah.
connecting all the dots there as you get ready for the draft. You mentioned Bobby Wagner, who I am so glad Bobby Wagner is here. He's obviously a great presence, but I don't think Bobby Wagner's best use here is 100% of the snaps this year. I would agree with you. That point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned a lot of different positions here. I want to talk about a couple of guys in last year's draft real quick, and that is Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sinnott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
mm-hmm.
either of them would be classified as impact players last year. Do you have a sense of, you know, what a second year jump might look like for them and maybe what their emergence could mean for the big picture if they can pull that off?
Yeah, I'll start with McCaffrey. I think the big thing for him is just sort of refining, you know, his technique, his route running, finding ways to get open. A part of it, too, for both of them is just simply involvement. You know, Sinnott didn't get a whole lot of involvement in the offense. But I think that they both can sort of refine their pass catching. For McCaffrey, he's still fairly new to the position, a receiver, because he was playing quarterback going into college. But then if he can sort of take a step on his own with, you know, his technique, you know, sort of the nuance of the position, that should help him a lot. I also think special teams is huge. If he can find a way to prove himself there, he can get more time on offense. And then Sinnott, yeah, I think he's one that simply needs more touches. I know there's some raw spots in his game, no doubt. I think he could improve on both facets, blocking and pass catching. But I think ultimately you gotta have experience. You gotta get those reps in game. And with Zach Ertz returning, John Bates on a 3-year deal, it could be a little bit difficult to find his spots here and there. But I still think there's a way to get him more touches. The question is, do they draft another one and start to plan for the future without Zach Ertz because he's on another 1 year. But, you know, could this be the last year of his career? Maybe. So we'll see how that room sort of shakes out. But, you know, I'd like to see Sinek get some more touches.
It's you can't know until you know, and they'll get plenty of opportunities this year. Nikki Javala covers the Washington Commanders. Big picture, I don't let anybody get out of here without asking them about Jaden Daniels because he's very important. What does a second year look like if it's successful? Is it a step forward? Is it maintaining? Is it cleaning things up? Is it just not regressing? What is the team view as a success for him in year two?
Yeah, I think definitely not regressing. I think they definitely want to see him take a step forward. You know, what that looks like, is it a win-loss record? I think it's more of, you know, can he clean up some of the things that, and there were few of them. I mean, he was extraordinary as a rookie. But sort of clean up things, like, the, you know, some decisions here and there. I think it will be tougher this season just because there's more film on him. You know, he was a bit of the whole team was a mystery last year. But now they have an idea of their identity. They know what this kid can do, and they're going to be coming for him. So how does he adjust to what the defenses are throwing at him? How does he, you know, continue to, you know, ramp up his film study and his knowledge of the game so he knows what he's seeing out there? And I think it also comes down to how do you continue to make others around you better? It's sort of that Kobe thing, the Michael Jordan thing, like how do you make the rest of the team better around you? And I think he does a really good job of that. I think he masked a ton of deficiencies on the line for one last season, but how do you continue to do that with the new pieces around you? So I think there's definitely an expectation of improvement. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that he can do that in year two just because of, you know, what we saw from him as a rookie, just knowing his work ethic, just seeing how he interacts with other players. I'm not one to like oversell things, but I really do think they got a gem in Jaden Daniels. So yeah, we'll see how it, like, I'm very curious about, can they go farther than, can they win an NFC championship in year two? We'll see. I mean, there's so many variables that have to go right for them, you know. But we'll see.
And of all those variables, you share a division with the best team right now, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
I love that you said the Kobe thing, and I didn't do a spit take. It's a reasonable thing to say. It's been a while. Nikki Javala, WashingtonPost.com. You know where to go. She'll be all over it this weekend. And 29th pick. Stay loose. Stay ready in the bullpen. It's a long night awaiting, I know.
I've already started my caffeine loading. Some do carb loading. I do caffeine loading. Ready to go.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Have fun this weekend. We'll catch up soon. Nikki Javala, right, Washington Post. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Nobody's ever accused me of being the world's best planner. In fact, I've often heard the opposite. If it weren't for Hazel, large parts of this show would not make it to your ears. Here's what happens today. We've got a radio show. I love this radio show. Love chatting with you guys, 10 to noon. We got an Earth Day party here at Odyssey. Check in with everybody. I got to give my guy Purcell a little dap up because we got the hookup for Caps last night. He's got the good seats, is what I learned. I hit just saying, last year I hit up DC Fan for Caps tickets, upper deck. This year, hit up our guy Purcell for Caps tickets. Club level. Yeah, club level. Not like the free food club level, but still, look, it was $25 pizza, but very nice seats. And then after that, I'm going down to Sharps Island with my guy Andy Thompson. We're doing a podcast for Richmond Outside, which I'm very excited about. And will I make it there? It depends how much the K-Cup machine dispenses me here in the next couple hours. Oops. We'll get there. We don't have Caps hockey tonight. Just Flying Squirrels baseball. We'll check in with Trey Wilson about that here at 11 o'clock. So that's about 40 minutes away. Also want to talk about Jaden Daniels' shoes. Not in this segment, because I think that requires a full dedicated segment for Jaden Daniels' shoes, which is more than we have time for right now. He has new shoes out, and they're from the future. They're from the future. VCU basketball landed another commitment last night. for those of you who are sporadically tuning into VCU basketball, they're cooking right now. They could field a team tomorrow. They are coming close to having 15 guys, the full allotment on their team, which I would have to, that's probably an A1 question for Crosstalk. I don't think they've been at 15 in a long time. Phil Martelli Jr. is cooking. Last night, Lazar Djokovic committed to VCU, 6'11 sophomore from Charleston. Last year, started 19 of the team's 29 games, averaged 7.9 points, 6.3 rebounds, 1.1 blocks per game. And we're still waiting for the Bamboye decision. Luke Bamboye still on the fence as well. If you give me a little Djokovic Bamboye, this team has actual height, and you know they're going to be cooking with the guard play because that's what VCU does. I think they're in a really good spot right now. I think there's a lot to celebrate if you're VCU basketball. You won't know until you know. Won't know until the Black and Gold game, those early season games when we watch them together. But they are putting together, quietly putting together, a very nice team over there, which, I mean, that's a tribute to Ed McLaughlin, coaching hire that got it done, Phil Martelli Jr., all the Martellis, three Martellis on staff, the Martelli making things work, the Martelligentsia making things work out there, building a very nice basketball roster for VCU. Wrapping up the Nico Iamaleava saga, because y'all know I can't get enough of this. He's the Tennessee quarterback who held out for more NIL money, ultimately left for UCLA. UCLA's quarterback, Joey Aguilar, transferred in from App State to be UCLA's starter. Does spring practice. Sorry, bud, we got Nico Iamaleava. So, yeah, sorry, you can go in the portal. You want to guess where Joey Aguilar is going to end up this year? That's right. He will be Tennessee's starting quarterback. Lands there in the portal. Bryce saves the Vols a few dollars. Frees up the spot at UCLA. College sports madness continues, which is it's never a dull day in college sports. Today, the college football playoff administrative team is meeting, so we'll wait to see if they mess with the seeding. We know they're going to expand this thing to 16 sooner rather than later. What that's going to look like from the initial 12 we've got here probably won't be for this year, but it's coming as they build out this season, which starts with a bang. We got Virginia Tech, South Carolina, week one. You'll hear that on The Fan. The big game that weekend, Ohio State, Texas, which I could not be more excited about. NFL draft this weekend. We'll get excited about the NFL as the Commanders make their selections, trade their selections, whatever they do with their selections. Don't make it appointment viewing, because they may be moving around if they're able to. We'll talk about Jaden Daniels. We'll talk about his shoes. Oh, I don't talk a ton of NBA around here, but I did want to mention, This is for my VCU people. You know what I mean here. Oklahoma City, they gave out white shirts to everybody for the Thunder playoff game. At right before the game on the Jumbotron, they did a thing where they do like the Simba cam, the Flex cam, all that, where they show people and have them do things. It was called the Put Your Shirt On cam. They showed people who were too good to put on their free white t-shirt to make the effect, and the crowd booed them until they put their shirt on.
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think of that, VCU basketball, but just an interesting... are you too good for your shirt? Go to your home shirt.
Put it on.
Put on the shirt. I love the put your t-shirt on cam. That's the kind of gentle societal nudging.
Action via shame.
We all need. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. Nikki Javala of the Washington Post is going to chat NFL draft, and the Commanders with us. We'll get back to the ice where Alex Ovechkin scored his first game-winning overtime playoff goal of his distinguished career. Bovi and Ovi was your line last night. We'll break it all down for you. You're listening tonight.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's Tuesday. The Flying Squirrels are on our air tonight. Trey Wilson is the voice of the Squirrels. He joins us for Tuesdays with Trey. Good morning. How's it going?
Hi, cool. Good morning. How are you?
Give me the update. Where are we at here? Where in the world is Trey Wilson?
I actually just walked back into my hotel room in the suburbs of Akron, Ohio, and just got back from the weekly road trip team grocery store trip. A few of us will take the bus out to the grocery store so we can load up the room since we're in one place for a week. And I bought one of those 2.5 gallon things of water. So just, you know, refill my canteen here. And when I set it up, it's right before the phone rang. I set it up and went to open it, and the front piece just popped off and shot water all over the room. So I'm swimming right now in my hotel room. Didn't know I had the room by the pool, but, yes, you know, I have it turned up on its back, and I have no idea what the little piece off the front of the water jug. You know, it's like one of the ones you put in your fridge on the shelf or something, you know, and the little stopper on the end. It just shot across the room somewhere. I can't find it, and welcome to life on the road.
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
I am.
You've got the cabana room there, poolside room in suburban Akron, Ohio.
Knew it was a thing.
It's you get anything good for the week? What are we loading up with this week?
Yeah, I typically try to go relatively price conscious and also semi healthy to counterbalance all the crap that I eat most of the time. You know, when I go out, the stuff that people see, I got to counter that with something. So I got some baby carrots, some bananas, some bread, some turkey. Duke's mayonnaise, of course. You know, I wouldn't go any other way, and some seltzer waters, and of course this jug of water that has forsaken me.
It's the dangers of life on the road. You never know what's going to happen at any second in suburban Akron.
Yeah,
stay safe out there.
A lot of the guys travel with grills. They do not use them in the hotel rooms. That would not be allowed. But they like to try to keep to their own.
I remember last year at RFK Stadium, the visiting clubhouse did not have a dedicated kitchen, which obviously now all MLB clubhouses have. They legit had a George Foreman grill in the middle of the clubhouse for the guys to use. And it was as close to AA as you'll ever get in the big leagues. Guys lining up to press their ham and cheese on the George Foreman before playing Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they get pretty good food taken care of here, but they, some of them like to do their own thing. So they'll go grab some steaks or some beef or whatever. And then they're able to like set up and fix their own food wherever they go. So it just gives them a little bit more freedom and flexibility.
And you've got the freedom and flexibility too. Just keep the vocal cords warm. We need you tonight on the fan and every night this week. And stay tuned because once we finish with Trey, we will be giving out tickets to the May 1st Home Flying Squirrels game. That's not this Thursday. That's next Thursday. Diamond Through the Decades night, the 2010s. Throwback sleeveless jerseys, and the first 2,000 fans get the Brandon Crawford bobblehead. So stay tuned for your chance to win that. Go hang out at the Diamond on Diamond Through the Decades night. And I know that the inaugural Diamond Through the Decades night the other night was a smash hit, Trey.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was great to have back so many of the figures who were part of the original Diamond front office staff. Richard Anderson, the GM, was there. Mike Witzel, who's local, he's always great to sit and listen to stories from. We recognized Steve Barden on the field before the game, who's been part of the clubhouse staff on and off for the last four decades and is a very popular figure, great keeper of stories around the ballpark. It was on the anniversary of the 40th birthday of the first game of the Diamond, and it just happened to be on the day that we did the topping out ceremony at CarMax Park. It just kind of some great synergy there as we look ahead to the next several generations, also take a look back at the four decades of history at the Diamond and everything that's gone on there over the last 40 years.
Some things have happened at the Diamond. We'll pay tribute to them over the course of the season. Of course, Trey and Blaine will be in the booth on the call next week. Trey's up in Akron, and I said this last week, Trey, but time to get in the win column here. As you know, it gets late early out here.
Yeah. This was an encouraging week on the field. Saw some great pitching performances over the weekend. Back-to-back shutouts is the first time the team's thrown back-to-back shutouts in 9 years. On Friday and Saturday night, one of them a 10-0 game, one of them 1-0. So kind of both ends of the spectrum there. Starting to see things come together and starting to see this team kind of perform like we thought they would. They've played well through the first 2.5 weeks of the season. It's just been a matter of actually winning the games. So that's kind of where the team is right now. You know, the pitching staff has been doing a great job. The offense is ranked second in the league in a bunch of categories right now, striking out the fewest out of any offense in the league. So it's just a matter of kind of piecing all those things together and turning those into wins. So got over the hump for a couple of those on Friday and Saturday, and now up here in Akron try and stick it to what historically is usually one of the most sound teams in the league. Cleveland always puts together a team that has really good pitching. They pick it well. They play good defense. They do pesky at bats. We saw that the opening weekend at the Diamond, and now a chance to maybe get some revenge this week up here in Akron.
And a team that always, draws well. It's not one of the newer stadiums, but it's a very nice stadium there. You'll give us the Canal Park scouting report there in Akron?
Yeah, I'd say it's a solid middle of the road ballpark in Akron, in the Eastern League. It's the clubhouses are fine.
Painted on the water tower there.
yeah, Canal Park fine. There was a time when they were one of the flagship brands in minor league baseball that has trimmed down a little bit in recent years, but it's a place where, look, they're 35 or so minutes from Cleveland, so they have a passionate Guardians fan base. Akron has last year's number one overall pick, Travis Bezzana, and he's put on a little bit of a show this season, so I look forward to our guys keeping him quiet for the next 6 days and shutting up a little bit of the hype. But it's an interesting place to see a game. The one thing that you'll hear me probably rant about on the broadcast this week is that like every foul ball is sponsored by this Italian restaurant called Luigi's. So they hit foul ball. You'll hear that foul ball is brought to you by Luigi's about 15 times an inning. And I have been to Luigi's. It's great. We talked about it before. It's one of those cash only places. So, it's really good. But other broadcasters and team personnel around the league, they refuse to go there because they get so sick of hearing about it during games.
Of all the things to sponsor, foul balls. You get bang for your sponsorship buck on a foul ball sponsorship.
That's... Yeah, they better be paying multiple entire salaries with that sponsorship package for the run they get with that.
No kidding. Trey Wilson, grocery store run is done in Akron, getting ready, 6-game set out there in the home of two basketball legends, of course, Trey, Steph Curry and LeBron James, both born in Akron. We'll see if they drop by tonight. Anything we need to know to watch for this week at the park?
Well, related to that last point, Michael, they did retire LeBron James' number in Akron, although I do hear that his experience the last time he came here like 10 years ago was so bad he won't come back. So, but I remember they had a pitcher named David Spear, and he was wearing 23. We were here. I was with Altoona, and we were here for the jersey retirement ceremony, and LeBron did not show up. And they retired his number, and I was like, well, what happens to David Spear? I tweeted it out, and I guess he found somebody tagged him, and he responded and said, didn't have any choice in the matter, had to give it up. So
what a move, retiring LeBron's number, taking it away from an active player, and LeBron doesn't even show for his own jersey retirement with the team he never played for.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be a little bit of a kick in the teeth when you're a third or fourth year AA pitcher and they take your number away to give it to a basketball player. So
we're gonna need that now.
Not great on the field meter from the old Ducks.
hopefully got a little something on the side. Maybe some sandwiches or some Luigi's gift cards. Cash only. Trey Wilson, it's a 6-game set in Akron. You'll be back next week. Diamond Through the Decades tonight. We'll give away tickets after the break. Always great checking in with you. Have a great week.
Yeah, we'll talk to you all tonight. Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right, you'll hear that right here on your home of the Flying Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.